Welcome to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson, a space designed to help you create amazing relationships with yourself and others. Get ready to experience hope, love, and inspiration. Here's your host, Kim Wilson.
Hi, I'm Kim Wilson, your relationship expert. Thank you for joining me. Today, we're talking about repairing relationships. My favorite. Relationships are necessary, and they take work to keep healthy. There is nowhere you're going to go in this world and not find yourself in a relationship. We're going to find ourselves in a relationship with our coworkers, our community, our politicians, our mechanics, our neighbors. There's a relationship everywhere you go. I want to start with the concept of tools. When you think about somebody repairing something, usually they're picking up a tool to make that repair happen. When you think about a mechanic, they're using tools to make their repairs. So when you repair or you're improving your relationship, you need a few tools. The more you use those tools, the more skilled you become at it. And the tools that I suggest you use when you are trying to repair or improve a relationship, I suggest love, your words, and forgiveness. Now, your words are tools. When you think about using your words to make somebody feel better or to make them feel worse, it's the tool that did it. It's the words that you use that created and sparked that emotion. And when you put an action with that, and I say action, I'm talking about your gestures, your body language, or even a act of kindness or violence. You're either going to create an amazing message or you're going to create a chaotic message with your words. So one of my favorite sayings is, if anything is to live, it must be nurtured. As human beings, if we are to live, we have to be nurtured by water and food. When you think about our plants, they have to be nurtured with water if they are going to live. Our animals, they have to be nurtured if they're going to live. And our relationships, if our relationships are going to live, they have to be nurtured. Tip number one, start the repair by using your words as tools. We are not always conscious of how we start our day with greeting someone. In the morning, a simple good morning. How did you sleep? And sometimes if we wake up and we have had conflict the previous day, we may wake up and not even speak to our spouse, our children, because we're mad from the night before. And we wake up shooting out demands and commands, like, hurry up and get your school clothes on before you miss the bus. Or, you know what, I don't have all day. And we don't even stop and start with a good morning. So one of the ways to repair your relationship quickly is to start with a good morning. Even when in the workplace, sometimes we'll pass a coworker in the hall, or even if we are in a managerial position, you set the tone. And if you don't speak to your employees and say good morning, that can create an environment or an atmosphere of tension. So one of the best ways to repair a relationship is to start with a greeting. Set the tone for that day. Also, even when you're coming in the house after a long evening, we may come in the house and the kids may get off the school bus, or if you are a parent and you are entering the house first, you throw your keys on the end table and the first thing you say is, you know, you didn't load the dishes from last night like I asked you to. It's like, whoa, criticism. Or you didn't even start the dryer. What about, hi, how was your day? Good afternoon. Just a hug. You know why people love their animals so much? Because many times when the dog hears that car coming up the driveway, it starts revving up and getting excited. And the owner, both the owner and the dog are both being reinforced by their response and interaction with one another. So time the owner opens, walks through that door and greets that dog is going crazy. And with that dog, the message to the owner is, "Hi, I am happy to see you. You matter to me." And the owner bends down and rubs the dog on the head and sending a message to the dog, "Hey, I am happy to see you." One of the best ways to repair a relationship is to offer that message that says, "You matter to me, I see you," and that can come through a handshake, that can come through a hug, that can come through, "Hello, how was your day?" And that's on a personal level. The other way that we can use our words to repair a relationship quickly, three words: yes, please, and thank you. Sometimes we get so used to people, especially if we live in the house with one another and we see each other every day, whether it's our spouse or our children, we can say something like, "Bring me a glass of milk," "Go get me some water." How about, "Please bring me a glass of water"? How about putting "please" in front of that? And sometimes we can get so used to people that we forget to put that one simple word, "please." And the person receiving that message, the person on the other end of that, it can feel like somebody is bossing them around. They're shooting out commands and demands. So even especially at work, even though we are getting paid for what we do, asking somebody at work, "Please bring me the papers off the copier. Do you mind?" You know, just asking in a way that lets the person know they are a human being and you are being mindful and thoughtful of their existence. On a professional level, one of the ways to repair a relationship too is professional development, nurturing your craft and your skill. A lot of times we can get burned out, we can get resentful and angry in our positions. And it's not always because what somebody did not give us or they did not promote us. Sometimes we didn't nurture ourselves. One of the best ways to do that is to stay updated on your skill, your craft, your area of expertise. And we can do that by reading articles, going to workshops and seminars, and making sure that we are on top of our game. And if you are in a position at work and you feel like, "You know what, I'm not thriving here, I'm not growing here," then you owe it to yourself to create that opportunity for you. And really, in what you're doing is you're doing repair work on yourself. You're repairing the relationship with yourself. Because remember, the most important relationship is the relationship you have with yourself. I don't suggest you expect anybody to do something for you that you are not willing to do for yourself. So if you are expecting somebody to promote you and to help you to level up, I say, do that for yourself first. Tip number two, listen. Listen so you can understand how to use your words as tools. Ineffective listening can be a huge barrier to relationship repair. A lot of times when we are reactive, we are interrupting, we are blaming, we are trying to prove a point. So when we are listening in a reactive way, it doesn't serve us well. But when we are listening for connection, connective listening, we are slow to interrupt. Well, actually, we don't interrupt. We are able to summarize what that person is saying so we can respond in a more appropriate way. And it creates connection. It creates understanding. And that's where the repair is. And here's the last one. Forgiveness. Now, this falls under love too. Forgiveness. And yes, you may have to forgive somebody several times. But one of the ways that really makes forgiveness works is to forgive yourself for forgiving the other person. And I've talked about forgiveness in several of my podcasts because remember, I focus on love, and love is a huge part. It is the biggest part in maintaining a relationship, developing a relationship, and making sure it's healthy. You can't have a healthy relationship without love. Love has to be a part of it in some sort of way. forgiveness is related to love. It falls right under that umbrella. And so I know it's difficult to forgive somebody when they keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. And at some point, you have to allow yourself, you have to be truthful to with yourself and make a decision whether or not if it's time to let go and move on. And sometimes letting go and moving on is about loving yourself on a deeper level. One action step is to read books that offers information on forgiveness. Forgiveness creates solutions. And anytime we sit inside of anger and resentment, we're not able to fully repair our relationship. You know, one day we're saying that we're over something, and then if there's another argument or conflict, we're bringing old stuff up. And so now, not only are we not sitting in repair mode, we are creating an additional problem. So here we go. Just to recap, if you want to repair your relationship on a personal and professional level, I say keep your tools with you. Your tools are love, words, and forgiveness. And some of those words are yes, please, and thank you. And remember, start that day out with good morning, and in the evening, hello, how was your day? Those are words that you are using to create an atmosphere of positivity. And that's one of the quickest ways to repair relationships on a personal and professional level. We did it. Thank you so much for listening and hanging out with me. Be sure to go to my website, www.kimwilsonspeaks.com, press contact, and get on my email list, and you'll be the first to know whenever I have something coming up or whenever I drop a new podcast. Also, please subscribe and rate my podcast. I'm now in iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Yes. If anybody has not told you today, let me be the first to tell you, you are amazing. You will always be amazing. Onward, upward, and beyond.
Thank you for listening to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson. Want more? Visit kwspeaks.com. That's kwspeaks.com for the latest inspirational blogs.